As before, I was in a room with these people, Tracy Fussell and Jen Green and some other people. I didn't even know who they were. Apparently, they had some sort of a medieval festival last week where they had a living chess game. Just now, I came from looking at a videotape of this living chess game with all the people there in the room, and it just, with those people, their sort of mock medieval weirdness, Doctor Who attitude, sorry if I'm insulting anyone, it's just that I've gone through that stage myself, and I started to become physically ill, at the whole thing, I mean, the whole situation, and I was forced to leave to preserve my, just so I wouldn't throw up. I know that does sound cruel to these people, but I really was quite sickened by the whole thing, the whole attitude, that attitude that I had, I don't have any more. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to take a little ride around Drew University, and we're going to videotape some of the sites that we, some of the things that are. All right, here we are, and let's get started. We're in the parking lot of the UC, and let's get going. I have to be careful not to knock the camera over, as you may expect. So now we are pulling out of the space that we're in. Okay. All right, okay, here we go. This space sucks, basically, because it's tough to get out of this parking lot, as it always has been. Beautiful. Yeah, this is Drew University, I don't know. It's quite faded from what I remember as Drew University. It really isn't the same kind of thing anymore as it was. And it's 7:29 p.m. May 7th, 1989, and we're turning up this road towards God knows where. We're gonna be going pretty slow just to make sure the camera doesn't get destroyed or something. Everything's looking all right, I think. Battery power is a little low on the camera, but I don't know. I guess my words now are being recorded for all time. I guess we'll go out by the Glenwild Gate and see what's going on out there. It'll be locked. Well, it says gate open, but it's probably closed. I'm not sure what kind of a field of view you have there. We just passed the President's Mansion, but I imagine that all you're seeing is through the front of the car. Back behind Hero Ways is where M&J, we used to drive to M&J. In fact, maybe I'll drive down there. There's the gate. I don't know if you can see that. We'll drive up to the gate just to get a good look at that. I did want to look at that housing development. What the hell is that running down the street? Is that a cat or something? I don't know. Well, anyway, let me just back up. And let's see. I just wanted to check the camera. Make sure we're going. Okay, we're doing it. Maybe we want a little bit more frontwards type of thing. All right. So, let's see, backing up a bit, and we'll go over here, place that I, just saw some sort of a place here. This is back behind the Sweets, and Tolly Brown. This is the way, when me and Mike had a radio show, I think in 1988 or whatever, we used to drive back here to do the show back here. So we'll just go back here the same route. kind of a rough road, so watch out. Yeah. All right. Yeah, this is a pretty cool place. I wonder how well this camera technique is gonna work, because considering it could be pretty cool, you know, just like in a car. Here's where WMNJ was. I don't know if you just passed the door, and here's a truck. Pretty cool. In any case, let's drive out now. Here we are behind Holly Brown. There's the suites right there. Some girl wearing pink, something or other. I tell you, the people at this school now are just, I don't know what it is. This whole place is so dead. I know I've said that before, but it seems like everyone has this, like, sadness or something. It's very disturbing. I don't know what it is. I'm not really sure. I don't know. So, it's a nice tough road. Oh boy. Oh well. Yeah, this is not the best whatever you want to call it road. So we're gonna go back out here. My friends. Maybe shove something down here to, I don't know what we're doing. Here we go. Turning now left, and we're gonna go on that road, wherever, I don't know. I don't know where we're going, in fact, folks. Okay. Boy, this looks pretty professional to me. I mean, this camera wrapped in tape on a tripod and in the front seat looks pretty nice. But, well, you know, I think I had some sort of an original idea in doing the thing called Raw Video Drew, which was basically to try to get some sort of resolution in some of the things that have come here. But I've sort of seen at this point that they've sort of resolved themselves. And as you can tell, as we're passing people here, I don't want to make it look like I'm talking to myself, even though there's a camera here. This is the Holly Brown Suites front part, and this is where I used to always go. This is where I used to live in Brown, right here. This is over here is Foster, where we just were watching that movie with those people. Okay, and who were some similar people who were at that thing, but you know, it wasn't them that really bothered me. It was just the people as a whole who really, really disturbed me very much. So here we go. Going now past, the hell is this called? The girls' dorm. Welsh dorm, yeah. Going past Welsh dorm. Past Holloway. Some people playing some games. Looks pretty fun. Past the infirmary area. Going down the hill now. Down the hill, and there where they've taken care of all the plants and things. As we can see. I wanted to just see that housing development that they built. Well, here's the some good stuff. Tennis courts and shit. I wanted to go out and see that housing development that they built where me and Aaron used to go make out in the woods. Let me just go this way so you can get a view of field. It looks like there's some kind of a tent out there now, because that fap thing was there. Let's see. I may as well go through this. Whoa! Why did I just sound like some sort of an uneducated person? I don't know. Maybe because I go to NYU. Let me shove this candy box down behind the tripod again. Very complicated maneuver. These are the tennis courts where I once parked quite a bit. The sun is low on the horizon. Yeah, we're losing our light. I wouldn't mind stopping sounding like such a dummy, but I don't know. So we're moving. I'm rambling on, and let's just drive through the parking lot a little bit. I'll drive through here. trying to get some sort of an idea of the lay of the land, as it were. Now there is more to Drew to see, but I do want to see that that field from a different vantage point, because you know that field was sort of, as I said, me and Aaron used to go up there, especially in the summer of 1987, I believe. Yeah, we used to go up there and bring a sleeping bag up there and all sorts of great stuff. But no more. Well, you know, there's a cloud formation up there that's pretty damn shocking, but I don't know. I'll say to preserve tape, to preserve lots of different things. I'll try to get some sort of a view of it by doing this. Maybe you see some of it. Let me just have to turn around now. All right, now we're going to be going out of the Drew University field or campus or whatever you want to call it. Drew University, fuck, that's what it is. It's a fucking shitty place. So, there's also, definitely a, I don't know how much videotape is left. If you look at that thing now, I'm sure you'll be able to see it. If it's on the original reel, you'll see how much tape I have left. But, you know, I'm on my way out now here, and basically, let's see, we're gonna go out and we're gonna go to see that nice, those nice condos that they've built, The exact spot where me and Aaron used to go was near a pine tree. The pine tree is still there, but the spot that we usually went to is now someone's front porch. And I'm not quite sure what the story is with this housing at all, but in any case, I'm here. I think that the Drew University of my past, which I appreciated so much, did have a lot to do with the supernatural aspect of the place, which I have had a hand in destroying, I think. There you may be able to see some of the cloud formations a little better now. As we turn onto this road, which I have not gone on this road too much. What I'll do now is I'll turn the camera this way. So you can see, I'm not sure how good that view is. Well, I'll turn it this way and try to, since I can't look through it at this point, we'll try to see exactly what we got. Here they are. There's no one behind me. Let me just slow down a little bit so see what we're getting. Yeah, that's them. This is this housing thing that they built. See that pine tree right there? This pine tree, if I may. Look, I'm just gonna pull over here for a second. All right. Now, if I am correct, this is the... Let me just move over here a little bit. If I'm correct, it's that pine tree that you see right, this one right here. That's the one me and Aaron used to, that's it, that's the one. Go by, and we even went underneath it at one point. Now, nice barbed wire, that's a nice image. Yep, there it is, and there's that house. This whole thing, as you can see, all this housing, all over the place, really annoying me to no end. Well, now you saw that, let's try to get back to the school at this point. Let's get back to the school. Back to some semblance of whatever. All right, we are on our way now. I'll go up there and turn around, and I don't know. I'm sure if I am watching this now, I'm wincing at myself and the way I'm talking at this point, but you know, that's the way it is. Now, if someone is behind me, let me simply pull over here and prepare to do a U-turn, perhaps. All right. Okay. There's a red sign. You may see it on the sweep. It says Landed. maybe that's the company that's doing it. I don't know. This is really quite disgusting, this housing thing. It really pisses me off to no end. You know, it was... I know I don't have any rights over the place, but it seems all of Drew University is being destroyed and desecrated or whatever you want to say. Not that I have any love for Drew University, so I don't know what all these conflicting forces mean. In any case, this is May, and it is the time when 3 years ago, those demon wars came to an end, and 1 year ago, sort of strange things happened. 2 years ago, well, I don't know. We lost the election. I left Drew for NYU. I was going out with Aaron at that time. So, I mean, you know, not the most eventful time. So, anyway, yeah. Picking up speed here. Going back towards Drew University. Looking pretty good in terms of power. I don't know about tape, though. I don't know about how much tape is left. But, you know, probably a fair amount. Now, this is the tape right with me and Peter Litke earlier on it, and then me and Mike doing that terrible contest, and then just the other stuff beforehand. Okay, so let me see how this is. Yeah, this, this tripod definitely needs to be jammed in some way. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why am I talking like that? It's so embarrassing. Well, let me just pull over here for a second to try to fix this. I don't know. I just don't know. I can shove candy wrappers. I can shove magazines. I can do everything. All right. Let me just get some idea of what we're looking at. Take some more. Oh, we have very little tape left. Let's just go take a look at Seminary Hall. What do you say? Yeah, we'll be out of tape very soon. Here it is, the great, greatly shitty Seminary Hall. You see it? Beautiful, isn't it? So that's that. Around it now. This is a Pepin security building, and I don't know. I'm not sure if it's still going now. Pedestrian crossing. Let's see. Go up here. No, I can't go up here. Well, damn it, I want to. Hey, erase the audio portion of this, alright? Look. At this point, I mean, I have to graduate and get a job and do all that stuff soon, and, you know, this stuff just ain't, you know, just ain't there, man. This is just, like, far past.